From KQED and the California Report, this is Capitol Notes, a weekly roundup of California politics from the state capitol in Sacramento.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Hello, Capitol Notes podcast listeners. This is John Myers from KQED Public Radio, recording this little podcast update on late Friday afternoon, July 20th. As you may know, if you're a follower of California politics, we're at a bit of an impasse on the state budget. The California State Assembly passed a budget late Thursday night, early Friday morning, sent it over to the California State Senate, where that budget sits. With apparently not a whole lot of agreement at this point between Democrats and Republicans on what to do. So we've decided here at the old podcast home to try to update you on Monday, do something a little bit different. Hopefully we'll have some budget news and we can look back at this whole budget debate, which has been quite interesting with very late nights and unusual side deals to the budget and a lot of discussion and winners and losers, clearly both politically and policy-wise. So look for that on Monday morning, or Monday midday, I should say. In the interim, a couple of quick comments here. I'll let you listen to a little bit of raw audio from comments from State Senator Don Parada, the Senate President Pro Tem, the leader of the Senate, about the budget impasse recorded on Friday afternoon.
Would you be willing to make any changes?
I'm not, no. I'm not reopening the budget, period, end of sentence. We're done. And as far as I'm concerned, we'll stay here until the Republicans decide that somehow this is in their best interest and their constituents' interest to vote for it.
So you're saying, so you're saying you're not negotiating anymore?
No, I'm done.
You had said it's time for the governor to get involved, and has he? Or?
I don't know. Why don't you go down and see? I really don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I believe the governor would like to get this over with now. You know, we have gone well below where he asked us to go, and at some point, you know, it becomes an embarrassment to the state, and therefore it becomes embarrassment to the chief executive, and I don't think he deserves to be embarrassed, not over this budget.
And also Senate Republican leader Dick Ackerman, also recorded on Friday afternoon.
We've been talking about some proposals that basically require businesses to invest in California first, and if they invest a certain amount, then they get some tax incentives, so they'll stay here. The package that came out of the Assembly last night didn't quite do that.
Are you disappointed in your fellow Republicans in the Assembly for passing this budget over to you with all these problems?
No, this is part of the negotiations. You know, each house has to do their own, and we have to take what they did and do ours.
Did the Speaker tell you he'd be willing to bring everybody back?
No, he didn't.
Did he tell you the opposite?
He didn't talk to me.
Oh.
What if he won't bring anyone back?
Then we won't have a budget for a little while. So I think he'd bring people back.
Senator, the three issues you mentioned didn't include getting closer to operational balance.
You've heard that so many times, I figure that'd be part of the story.
Okay, that's a given.
That's a given.
Do you want to go all the way down to zero or just closer to zero?
We want to make a budget that makes sense. You know, you don't have to get down to zero to start reducing some of the out-year deficits. So some cuts that can be made that can do both. You know, there's some short-term, some long-term. We're not putting any line in the sand, but we would like to get as close to zero as we can.
The line says you can't do that without cutting education. Do you just disagree with him on that?
I disagree.
Senator, where would you do it then? I mean, you know that one of the long criticisms of the folks in your caucus is that you haven't been specific enough about where you would cut it. So,
I think I've been very specific, and all of the Democrats on both sides have a long list of items that could be cut. The last one we did was just to give a general across-the-board cut of 1% or 2%, so we're not specifying certain programs. They didn't want to do that either.
But across-the-board would include Prop 98, would it not?
No, you can't. There are certain areas you can't touch.
It's not really across the board.
It's across the board on everything that's not protected like Prop 98.
Health and Human Services and Corrections.
There are some areas in all areas that you can probably touch. Education is probably one you can't.
Both of their comments, I think, are pretty interesting about the status of the budget impasse as it stands here as this week comes to a close. So stay tuned. Keep watching. Keep listening, I should say, to the Capitol Notes podcast. And keep online at kqed.org/capitol. And we hope to update you on Monday. See you then.